This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Do not stick together. The rhinos that we're surrounded with will destroy the Republican Party and the American worker and will destroy our country itself. The rhinos, you know, Republican in name only.
All right, so that was the president, former President Donald Trump. He was the highlight of CPAC, the big conservative party in Orlando. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, as that's going on in Florida, on the East Coast and on the West Coast, it was Hollywood's night to celebrate the Gold Globes. Much different what they're doing this time around or what they did do. It's virtual because that's the world we live in thanks to the pandemic. Speaking of the pandemic, a big nod for J&J. It is absolutely official. The one-shot punch from the New Jersey pharmaceutical giant has been approved. That means more millions of doses will go out to the population. Of course, it depends on how it's dispensed state by state, and there still are so many people who need it, some older people who can't work the internet or who get jammed up on it because they're waiting forever and ever and ever. So there's groups popping up to help them. And there is so much more that we're going to go into during this hour of the show, including your thoughts. The mailbag was flooded once again, a lot of it having to do with CPAC or having to do with this or that. Speaking of that, we do have that segment coming up as well. So first things first, CPAC, the big party, like I said, all the way down to that, all the way down in that Walt Disney atmosphere. Because when you think of Orlando, right, you think of Walt Disney World. It wasn't about Walt Disney, though, or cartoon characters. It was about the former president who, again, took an hour and 33 minutes to address a rabid crowd, rabid in the sense they were super, super supportive, of course, rallying the base, his base, and he definitely still has it. He definitely still has hold of so many people that I think would vote for him again. And he teased a possible run in 2024. And he said, we're not starting a new party, because there were a lot of conversations about a Patriot Party or name something else, kind of like a Tea Party scenario. But he talked about backing the right people and did release information on a new hack, and to go to his website and you would find out more about that. There were also many moments where he took the time to attack the Democrats for what they aren't doing, and also to talk about what happened in the election that he lost. Here's what he had to say about that.
Such a disgrace. We must pass comprehensive election reforms, and we must do it now. The Democrats used the China virus as an excuse to change all of the election rules without the approval of their state legislatures, making it therefore illegal. It had a massive impact on the election. Again, you have to go to the legislatures to get these approvals. This alone would have easily changed the outcome of the election at levels that you wouldn't have even believed. Even with COVID, even with all of the things, the numbers are staggering.
All right, so going back to the election, the numbers, election reform, talking about the Democrats pursuing a liberal agenda in Washington, the grievances bubbled up several times, like that moment you just heard there about the election and that many GOP leaders and activists are more focused on litigating false claims about voting fraud in last year's campaign, assailing technology companies, that kind of stuff. And this was it. I mean, this was on Sunday at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Orlando, his first public appearance since he left the White House. Because remember, Trump does not have the power of Twitter, which he was the king of Twitter, and people followed and fought with him, etc., through Twitter. So he went through his own party and specifically pointed out Liz Cheney. He said Liz Cheney, the third ranking House member, and Senator Mitch McConnell. He called the both of those he singled out. Cheney, he said, was a warmonger. He said her poll numbers have dropped faster than any human being I've ever seen. Then he said he had helped to revive McConnell's campaign last year in Kentucky. And remember, Cheney and McConnell have really criticized Trump, although McConnell last week talked about that he would vote for Trump if he ran again in 2024. Here's one of the other shots in the middle of his speech where he talked about, again, the fact that there's a PAC, there's a place where you can go to help and raise money to elect the right people, and including he had a hint about 2024. Here's that.
If you want to help us take back the future of our country, go to DonaldJTrump.com. I don't do this. I've never done this. But it's time that we have to put forces together, because these people with their big tech and their fake news media right back there, okay? And, you know, when you talk about election, they turn off. When you talk about, they probably have them going because they also care about ratings. But when they talk about election, they turn off the cameras. You know why? It's a very sore subject, okay? They don't like that subject. There's only one way to contribute to our efforts to elect America First Republican conservatives, and in turn to make America great again, and that's through Save America PAC and DonaldJTrump.com. So go out there and do whatever you can, because we're going to help a lot of great people. We know the right people to help. We need your help to win and to fight big tech and the radical left and the D.C. establishment.
All right, so we're going to take our own straw poll. If Donald Trump ran again in 2024, would you vote for Donald Trump? And listen, you don't have to be a Republican. As I say on this show, you can be left of left, right of right, or somewhere in between. I like to think that we're the voice of reason and conversation. So go to Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com, Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. A quarter, in many, many polls, a quarter of Republicans say that they would vote for Donald Trump. We've went through those all last week. Meanwhile, before we go to the mailbag, COVID, how many people have died? 513,000 have died from COVID in the United States. That's out of 28.6 million cases, and worldwide, 2.53 million. So you think of those staggering numbers, the concern over the variants, and then vaccines and what's happening in the vaccination process. And more people are being vaccinated. That's the good news there. And the hospitalization numbers have gone down. That's also positive signs. But we still are stuck in this viral world / pandemic palooza that we live in at this point. And many of you had plenty of things to say about that as we hit the mailroom coming up on the flip side.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence. intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
All right, let's dive right in. We got this one from Max. He listens to us on the Watchdog in West Virginia. And he says, Kate, thanks for realizing, because so many people make West Virginia the butt of their jokes, but frankly, you're right about what's happened with the vaccine. And because of that, people in West Virginia who don't want the vaccine feel pretty safe about the potential of herd immunity, at least in our area. And the numbers of COVID have just dropped, which is so, so good. And the fact is that, we've done what we had to do here. And I guess you said it, in using the small pharmacies, beating the big chains at delivering the vaccines, it's really, really, really worked in the mountain state. You know, drive up in these small areas, you see it, people get it, that's that. No big fuss, no big muss. And so we are proud to be, you know, the state that leads the way, and now getting new doses from, you know, maybe Johnson & Johnson, but the other vaccines is just a great boon and another benefit. And we've had not as many hospitalizations. So thank you for recognizing that. Yeah, you know, I have talked about West Virginia because the COVID numbers are showing improvement too. So they've had, I think, 400 cases since last, like a week and a half. I want to say it was a week and a half, but only one additional death. So for the first time, the number of active cases has dropped below 8,000, 7,800. So that's great news. The governor, Jim Justice, was stoked about that and made a big deal, as he should have. And of course, they've got 15,000 new doses that are coming their way from the third vaccine from Johnson & Johnson, so that'll be a huge benefit because one shot, easily transported, stored, and for a rural area, that's pretty good, right? But I guess the target is to target the people who are 65 plus that still haven't had the vaccine. But, yeah, I mean, good news for West Virginia. All right, how about this one? This one is from Jake. He listens to us in Austin, Texas. And he says, hey, Kate, boy, what a nightmare this whole vaccine situation is. You get on these lists, and I don't know how older people do it, because, frankly, you really do have to wait online forever. I don't care what your situation is or what phase you're in or that kind of thing. Just getting the number, you have to be able to maneuver technology. And I can't imagine if I wasn't there to help my grandmother, what would have happened, because it's incredibly frustrating. And some of the people that would even have to use the internet, I don't know if this has been talked about, don't even have computers. Yeah, you know, thanks for that, Jake, and thanks for helping your grandma out, of course. I mean, it's life or death. You know, that's the thing. And so now what's happened is there are people, which I love this, who are stepping in, because it's a technological nightmare, who are stepping in besides family members to try to help them, to kind of bridge the digital gap between generations, because never has it been bigger than this pandemic because of the no in-person interaction. So the division is even bigger. And what if you don't have wired broadband access at home even, right? So if you're a senior, you are dependent on internet know-how. You have to know, plus all these announcements, Twitter announcements, texts, all that kind of stuff. It's life or death. How would you be able to figure that out? How would you be able to navigate that? So like I said, a lot of nonprofits are reaching out and they're trying to help people and find them and let them and help them figure out how to get an appointment, that kind of thing. But then there's also these groups that are helping online, like they've gathered online and they're figuring out communities and trying to tell the nonprofits to let the people know that all they have to do is call and they'll help them. And you can see that, you know, the being on a helpline or something like that, at least in trying to maneuver the technology situation. I mean, there's a technology service, and it's for older adults, and they've helped something like 48,000 people figure out how to get online since the pandemic started. I mean, there's people that are coming to houses and hooking everything up, of course. And there's always been that capability, but it's greater now more than ever. I mean, look, we're given 1.3 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines a day. So almost 30 million people have gotten at least one dose, about 7 million fully vaccinated. How many people can you get vaccinated that can't figure it out? I mean, how do you get them there? All right, this one is from Glenn. He's listening to us in Oregon. Hi, Glenn. And Glenn says, Kate, it is about Donald Trump. You've talked about it. You talked about it a long time ago about 2024. Who knows if he'll run? I think he's smart not to make some completely all-in statement, because who knows how he'll feel in 2024. Raising the money, helping other people get elected completely makes sense, being the kingmaker, as you say, for the Republican Party. And once it doesn't stick in his craw as much, maybe he won't want to do that. But certainly there are people that would vote for him. I am one of those people that would vote for him. I don't agree with what happened at the Capitol. I think he's done some, dare I say, asinine things, but I also like some of the other things that Donald Trump brought to the party of no backbone. So unless there's a better idea out there floating around, I want to hear it in the next couple of years, because I want to see where this party is headed, because I have massive disappointment, and I'm a 35-year-old married man with a couple of kids. So thanks for that. The straw poll that they did at CPAC, 55% of those that were there picked Donald Trump as the prospective Republican Party's 2024 presidential nominee. Second was Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis at 21%. So did you hear that? 55%, 21%. And remember, there were other people that were on this. There were other names that were listed in the straw poll, and that's just, those are the top two. So pretty interesting, isn't it, that that number is pretty high. And if his name is still out there, and if he has the inclination, then as it gets closer to do it, then he'll do it. I mean, then he'll run. What happens to the Republican Party, and what kind of backing is there besides from the people? And it does show that if the people ultimately fill up the pack, have massive turnout, well, then it's going to be the same thing that we saw in 2016. But if I shake my magic eight ball, it says ask again later. All right, let's take this one. This is from Sam. And Sam says, hi, Kate. I was thinking about you with what was happening with the problems of the blackouts in Texas. It's just abhorrent and very scary to think about it, that the grid came so close to completely getting knocked out. And it could have been weeks and weeks and weeks before there was electricity back to Texas. Less than 4 minutes, which is very shocking to say the least, isn't it? It is very shocking to say the least. And it does make people think about electricity and how they're getting their electricity, and, you know, what do you do when you're in that situation? And for Texans, there was no choice but to, you could call, complain, but you probably weren't going to have your phone call go through anyway, because everybody was blowing up the phone lines because there wasn't electricity that was available to most people, or they would get like those blackouts, those kind of rolling blackout situations, and then occasionally they would have it come back, and then you finally had most people get it all back by the end of last week, which is crazy to think about that. But there it goes to, hey, we're not going to be federally regulated. We want to go on our own. I mean, that's Texas. Texas is like a whole different state compared to the states around it, compared to other states like California, where it's the opposite, where they're tied up in regulation. Even the most liberal Democrat will tell you they're sick of all of the red tape in California, which is why so many people are fleeing. But then it's the opposite thing. You see what can happen when you have the wrong people in charge, and that was Texas.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. Former President Donald Trump made his first speech since leaving office Sunday, addressing the Conservative Political Action Conference in Orlando, Florida. During the speech, Trump criticized President Biden's efforts to undo many of his policies, including the decision to cancel the Keystone XL pipeline.
And in one of his first official acts, which was incredible because, again, he talked about energy. He never said he was going to do this. He canceled the Keystone XL pipeline, destroying not the 8,000 or the 9,000 or the 11,000 jobs that you hear, but 42,000 great-paying jobs on just about day one, right? He never talked about that during a debate because he wouldn't have gotten away with it.
This is USA Radio News. With Johnson & Johnson's single-shot COVID vaccine receiving an emergency use authorization from the FDA Saturday, three vaccines against the virus are now available. On Sunday, the CDC added its approval, voting to recommend the shot for those 18 years of age and older. With its approval, Dr. Anthony Fauci is urging Americans to take whatever vaccine is available to them. The head of the National Institute for Allergy and Infectious Diseases tells NBC's Meet the Press that it's imperative that as many people get vaccinated as possible, no matter the company that produced their shot.
All three of them are really quite good, and people should take the one that's most available to them. If you go to a place and you have J&J, and that's the one that's available now, I would take it. I personally would do the same thing. I think people need to get vaccinated as quickly and as expeditiously as possible. And if I would go to a place where they had J&J, I would have no hesitancy whatsoever to take it.
This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We're confident in our findings. We're confident in our finding that the Janssen COVID-19 vaccine meets our rigorous standards of safety and effectiveness.
All right, that's Peter Marks, and he, of course, is with the FDA, and he is the director of the Center for Biologics Evaluation and Research at the FDA. So the big news is that. I mean, it is just official. We knew that it was very close, right? Last week we were saying it's going to happen, but it still has to happen. So they announce it, make the big announcement. This is a one-shot deal with Johnson & Johnson, and it's different. It's different than the Moderna shot and the Pfizer shot, which, of course, is two doses. So a little COVID conversation, people. Thanks for joining us, as always. Like I said at the top, Kate Delaney kicking off the week. A very strange last couple of days, I think, with CPAC going on, the big Hollywood shebang and movies and things. Some of you heard of, some of you haven't, because it's all about streaming, baby, right? And it's all about the pandemic, and that's why streaming has become so big, and that's why what is old is new, because so many millennials are looking at series they never saw before from the 90s, for example. Unfortunately, there is no roadmap to the COVID virus woes that we have. We just had to march forward. So now we've got this new single-dose vax that's cleared for national rollout, and that's the good news. And what is the big difference with that? Well, the first thing is one shot. The refrigeration for it is not the same that it is for the two others. And there makes a big difference because there's not those weeks apart, that kind of thing. You won't have to do that. Johnson & Johnson's vaccine was tested. It was shown to protect people with a single dose. And that's it. Although, hold the phone. Studies are underway to see if two doses might provide even more protection. So how does it stack up against Pfizer and Moderna in terms of, you know, how effective is it? The two vaccines in the clinical trials had 94 and 95%. The real-world studies of Pfizer's vaccine indicate that it holds up. The risk of symptomatic COVID-19, means people who get infected with the coronavirus and felt sick, decreases by 94% among the people who were given the two doses. So that's pretty impressive if you think about it. Now, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine was given to different populations, different times. It was tested with 44,000 people in the U.S., South Africa, Latin America, and most of the testing was months later in the pandemic than the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines, which started testing in the spring and the summer. So, you know, it's all about the testing. It was there. The original, I'll call it, formula was almost ready to roll, but it was mothballed, so to speak, because it was something that wasn't happening, wasn't being used, and then it was all about testing it, looking at it, making it fit what was happening with COVID-19. I mean, the bottom line is vaccine experts, for those of you who are going to roll up your sleeves, agree that all the vaccines provide good protection by the most important measure, which is whether they keep people from getting seriously ill. And that's the thing, keeping you off a ventilator, out of a hospital. Now, there are people that don't want to get vaccinated. In fact, a lot of people are in the military that don't want to get vaccinated because there's kind of a push for that. But it's optional. You don't have to get it. And I'm wondering if we don't get this so-called herd immunity by sometime in the late spring, would there be more incentives, pressure to get the vaccine or not? I think the hope is that there doesn't have to be. And I don't believe there will have to be, but there are companies that are offering incentives for employees who feel iffy about being vaccinated. They are offering incentives to try to convince them that maybe they would want to go get the vaccine. So what do all three vaccines have in common? It's that they have additives that can sometimes cause strong reactions, such as, you know, antibiotics, preservatives, that kind of stuff, which are compounds used to boost the immune response that can add the kick of any vaccine. That means a very low risk of allergic reaction, especially life-threatening anaphylaxis, which is scary, right? The CDC had only a few cases of that in people who had been given the Moderna or Pfizer vaccine, and they were all treated. They were all easily treated. So that's the good news there, if there's the worry there, because that's what everybody always asks about. I mean, it is scary, right? You want to know, if you're getting it, you want to know what to expect. You want to know what can happen, how you can feel, what, you know, that whole thing. And then, of course, the variants. And what does it mean for the variants? And how safe, what does these vaccines do to limit the risks of that? And of course, that's the conversation. The conversation is all about that and figuring it out and testing and retesting and whatnot. But when you think of the people who didn't have the chance to get this vaccine, who didn't have the chance to get more life, especially some of the younger people, but even some of the older people who, in my mind, when you look at and hear some of the stories, they had no symptoms and seemingly were on the path to keep living the good life, so to speak, that was just pulled right out from underneath them. And we know those stories, and we've heard many of those stories, and I would love to crack open the mic and say, we crushed this COVID scenario, and it's in the rearview mirror for now. Wouldn't that be something? To me, that would be the best feeling, because it's been well over a year that I've talked about it, because we were talking about what was happening in China and then what was happening on the West Coast and what was happening in Washington. And we've had people on to talk. We've had people on that have had COVID. There's been 20 people I know that have had COVID, and some people who have lost their lives, who didn't have any of the scary underlying conditions that would make it that much more dangerous for them. And to me, that is the scariest thing about this, of, you know, who knows. And of course, when you have warmer weather, it is much better in the COVID scenario versus the colder weather. And I talked to someone today at a funeral director who said the number of funerals in their county, it's a county in Texas, Johnson County, was through the roof from October all the way through January and a part of February, where they couldn't keep up with, like we keep hearing these scenarios, they couldn't keep up with the amounts of deaths that and people that they had to process and bury, that it was so huge that they had never, ever seen anything like it. Like this one funeral home, it's Crozier and Pearson, that they normally in January would have 28 funerals maybe, and they had almost 100, burials and different forms of doing a funeral, because, of course, with COVID, it's not the normal funeral that you would expect to have. Tiny ceremonies or graveside ceremonies like we did for my mother-in-law who died during COVID. So those numbers are scary. And I think that's something you have to keep in mind, that we're not there yet. We're not through the bleakest of times, although it's looking good. And that feels a lot better than keeping going on this hamster wheel that we're on in Groundhog Day, that's become so sad that even the movie Groundhog is playing all over the place. Hey, if you mask up and social distance, you can go watch Bill Murray's Groundhog Day and feel like it is every day of your life, for the most part, since we've been living in this. The other part of COVID is constantly what's happening with unemployment, what's happening with the economy. And one of the things that happened, again, it was just official, because we knew it was going to happen, is that the House passed, along party lines really, the $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill that the president and lawmakers were laying the groundwork for. You know, that priority was to also put in here infrastructure, boost the roads and the bridges and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And of course, Republicans didn't like a lot of what was stuck in the bill and didn't like the price tag for it. But for the House, I mean, the House, boom, it's done. And now it's a question of what happens in the Senate. The thought is, and of course we know what the numbers are, where Kamala Harris would have that deciding vote if it just comes down to party lines, which it probably would. It would mean that the stimulus checks could possibly be there by the end of March. Hang with us. As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
That means the arrival of Sir Eric and another edition of This or That, our technical maestro. Hey, Eric, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Kate?
I'm good. I'm weary. I'm on the hamster wheel like all of us are. But we're alive and we're doing what we love, so we're lucky.
Very lucky.
Yeah, very lucky, and I think of that every day. So for the first This or That, brownies or cupcakes? And let me preface this by saying, when you walk into a store, usually the way it's set up, a grocery store, is even if you're not a sweets eater, they have all these incredible cupcakes, different sizes and different icing all over it, packaged up, and they're for a dollar off or whatever. And then you see these giant brownies, they're packaged up. And it's like they know you're going to walk by it. So you have to take one. You have to pick one. Brownies or cupcakes, what would you do?
I'm going to have to go with cupcakes on this one.
Cupcakes. So you like the whole icing thing and all that?
No, I don't really care for the icing. I just like blueberry muffins or me and my girlfriend have been eating lemon poppy seed.
Oh, I like lemon poppy seed. They're good.
Yeah. Yep.
Do you that with a glass of milk?
Yeah, I have to.
It's so funny. I'm not a huge milk drinker, but I like milk with something like a lemon poppy seed cupcake or muffin. Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah. I barely take that over a brownie, though.
Well, here's the problem with brownies. It's not a problem, but not all brownies are created equal. You know, you have either the really chewy ones or people burn the brownies or brewing them, you know, or you put nuts in them. There's all kinds of, not that you can't do that with cupcakes because we're saying that, but not all brownies are created equal. I mean, really good brownies, you can tell the difference. And then that's the key thing. Really homemade good brownies are way different.
Yeah, I feel like it's safe to say that all brownies are really, like, rich, like chocolate.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you have to want that chocolatey rich thing because it's overwhelming, and that's different than tasting a lighter cupcake if that's the kind of cupcake you get. I'm sure people listening are like, really? We could be talking about Donald Trump, and we could be talking about 2024. We could be talking about what's going on with the stimulus. But Sir Eric and Kate, they're talking about brownies, big important things, brownies and cupcakes, which I think is important.
Yeah,
right. It's what we're doing. We eat as humans. We need something else to think about. All right, sunset or sunrise, this or that.
Oof. We'll go with. I have to say sunset.
Sunset. You know what? I would normally say sunset. But I also have seen so many good sunrises. And I think of the sunrise at the Sedona Airport. For the people that are listening on KVOI in Tucson, oh, my gosh, going to Sedona, I've been privileged. I've been a lot of places. But if you go up, anyone listening, and put this on your list, because you could just be driving, you go to Airport Road in Sedona, Arizona, and you see the most incredible sunrises. It just blew my mind. I've been there a couple times, and no matter what's going on, last time I was there with my friends, and of course they're all lazy sleeping, and they're like, what did you do? They wake up 3 hours later, I got up, I was, boom, 5:30, I'm on the mountain with everybody else on that road looking at the sunset. I mean, sunrise. It was so cool.
Man, that's...
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful. It's like the paint, because you have all those rock formations, and then the shadows start to come up on the formations there, and it's just, it looks like the painted desert. It's really cool.
Is, like, the sun extra big or something?
It is. It can be. Like, if you're at Bell Rock, because they have different rock formations. So they have Cathedral Rock, Bell Rock, the Sedona Airport, which is where I go, because you get the best view of all of it. And there's other people. It's not a hidden secret. Everybody's out there with their cameras and their binoculars. And when I say everybody, it's not a giant, you know, because Sedona is Sedona. It's not a giant crowd, but it might be, you know, like 20, 25 people maybe. In different areas of and around that airport where you see them. And you're not at the airport, you're on the airport road. Like, to the right of you, you would go to the little airport, but you're there watching it from a vantage point. It's really spectacular.
Sweet. I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah, you have to. You
I
have
noticed
to.
It's on the way to, like, Flagstaff.
Yes.
Yeah, I've always wanted to go to Flagstaff, so...
Yeah, so it's a good trip. And that trip happened in my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, that you always hear me talk about. I talk about why I accidentally ended up in Sedona, and it was the best. and because I went through New Mexico, because there was no flights. And I even knowing people, it doesn't matter what string you pull, unless I was somehow buying an aircraft, I was not getting to Arizona for a speech I had to do. So we had to drive, and I got to go through Sedona on the way back, and that was the best.
Nice.
I think I've sold it. I think I like should work for the Sedona Tourism Department now. Okay, so this will be important because you have a girlfriend, and men have a different point of view than women do on this. And any man listening, I know they have a. I know every man has an opinion about this. So it's this or that. Natural sort of makeup, just a little bit, or totally made up for your woman. Which do you prefer, a woman or girl who looks young woman who looks more natural, or one that's got everything made up? You know, the eyes, the lips, the whole thing.
Natural for sure.
Natural, yeah. That's that's what my husband says. He says the same thing. I have a funny story to tell you. I did a thing with, for everybody listening, I did a TV thing. They have morning shows everywhere. Everywhere people are listening to this, you've got a local morning show, most likely. And I was doing Good Morning Texas. They asked me to fill in. And, who was on? There were some famous people. But anyway, they did the makeup, and I just didn't even pay attention. And my brother saw it, and he said, I don't even recognize you as my sister anymore because they put so much makeup. How bright are those lights? You're right. Yeah, there's something about natural that I think a lot of men prefer.
Yeah, I mean, did you like it?
No. But I understood that it's, you get bright television lights, and that's the whole idea, that you have to not be washed out looking.
Yeah,
I mean, it might have been too much, though. It might have been a little overblown.
Yeah, I prefer like no makeup, and then I feel like it hides too much,
It does hide too much. All right, speaking of hiding, because we live in this world of Zoom and social media, which we were always talking about, which are two different things, but you have to have a meeting, and people do a lot of Zooms. I know I'm in that category, but I was in that category before the pandemic happened. Do you put up the camera or you just do the audio? This or that? Because some people are all in on the camera, no matter what. You just need audio, you're just having a conversation. They're all in on the camera, and then you see the top of their head or the bottom of their lip, or they don't know how to set it up, or they're in the dark, and some of the backgrounds are so crazy.
I don't see the need for the camera.
Yeah, if you're just doing audio, that's what I say, because it pulls on it anyway, so why not just do audio? Audio rocks, we know that here in the radio world, there's no question about it. All right, so go get your lemon poppy cupcake. And thank you very much, Sir Eric.
Thank you, Kate.
And thanks to all of you for listening to this version of the show. Make it count, everybody. This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep. Go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.